This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Detroit and its unique role in the world of design. That's what organizers are focusing on this week with the Detroit Design Festival. The five-day festival rolls out tomorrow with 70 separate events representing nearly 400 artists and designers. Matt Clayson joins us now. He's the director of the Detroit Creative Corridor Center, DC3, which organizes the festival. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you have said that you want to show how design informs the city and how the city informs design. Tell us, what do you mean by that?
Some of the most relevant design that has occurred over the past 100 years has really come from places with deep tension and deep challenges that designers and creatives have a desire to find solutions for. And so I think that the current situation in Detroit, the current narrative, really helps develop a body of fiercely independent design that is solving community needs while at the same time having a certain sort of international cliche or relevance that is really, you know, getting people to think twice about Detroit and its role in this global community that we're in.
What is it about deep tension and deep challenges that kind of drives design?
Tension and challenges present a need for solutions. And design is all about solutions. It's all about creating something beautiful or functional that meets a human or a community need for which there may be a market for.
Now, when you use the word design and designers, to a lot of us, autos come to mind if you grew up in Southeast Michigan. But really, what kinds of designers are you talking about with the Detroit Design Festival?
Well, it's a bit of everything. I mean, Southeast Michigan is home to more industrial and commercial designers than anywhere else in the country. And we also have the highest concentrations of such as a percentage of the total workforce. So you know, industrial, transportation, commercial design runs really deep here. At the same time, though, it goes beyond that. We have graphic designers, we have architectural design, and there's advertising design. And you know, Detroit in Southeast Michigan is home to one of the highest concentrations of advertising designers and advertisers in the world too. And so that's on display. Then, you know, going out of, let's say, the very commercial design side, there's just this, you know, I referenced before, this fiercely independent design community here, which I don't think they really classify themselves as industrial or a graphic designer. They're designing more so solutions for community needs and solutions that get people thinking differently about the urban environment in Detroit and possibly getting people to see a lot of the, you know, realized and untapped potential that exists here.
I'm talking with Matt Clayson, who is the director of the Detroit Creative Corridor Center, DC3, which is organizing the big Detroit Design Festival, which is rolling out Wednesday, 70 separate events representing nearly 400 artists and designers. Matt, I have to ask you this. There have to be those who wonder aloud just what difference a festival like this makes in the day-to-day lives of Detroiters when you're forced to live with bars on your windows because you're so worried about neighborhood crime and you call 911 and you don't know when and if a police car is going to respond. What does a creative festival like this really mean to those people?
A lack of city services shouldn't equate a lack of beauty. And it still, you know, helps Detroiters realize that this is a specially unique place we're living in. And somewhere that you know, we all have some type of connection to this place, and design is one piece of that. Now, mind you, that's obviously not going to solve any of these really deep, real issues that you've talked about. Mm-hmm. This is one small piece of a much more complex puzzle, a much more complex narrative that will hopefully, you know, in the near term, midterm, and long term, begin to address some of these very real, serious issues of livability.
It strikes me too, if you're someone who wants to try to make a living through design, Detroit's got so it's kind of like the frontier. The frontier is open to you, isn't it?
In some ways, I mean, I think kind of drilling it down to, we're just, you know, going outside of the design sector, we're just beginning to appreciate buying or designing creative services locally. And buying them from Detroit-based and Southeast Michigan-based businesses. And that's creating a really unique opportunity in the marketplace because, you know, for many early-stage startup designers, there's a lot of first, second, third client experiences that they can get here to build the revenues necessary to create a pretty, you know, pretty robust practice. And it's fun work that they're working on, too. So we have one of the interior design firms that we've worked with They're doing work for the DIA, for major advertising agencies. And that's work that a startup firm in a New York or a San Francisco or a London or Milan probably wouldn't get. And so it's the type of work, the quality of work, and the type of revenues coming from it, which is, I think, helping grow our homegrown design economy here and serving as a net attractor for people from around the world to come to participate in this.
Matt Clayson's the director of the Detroit Creative Corridor Center, which is organizing the Detroit Design Festival. The full schedule for the Detroit Design Festival is on their website, and we have put a link to it on our website at michiganradio.org. Matt, good luck, and thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.